That's why intelligence is so important, to be aggressive, to be out front, why it's important if people, if they see something, say something. For instance, merchants, if they're selling any components, what can be used for a bomb, everywhere from ball bearings to beauty products, they can all be used to make bombs. They should notify the police. I think the police, as Commissioner Kelly does in New York, are out in the communities monitoring what's happening. I know they've been criticized for it. But that's how you can head off this type of, hopefully head off this type of attack. So I would say you'll probably see a certain tightening of security, but the main thing is to get more intelligence, and that's what has to be done.
Are you satisfied so far with first response and with what the federal government is doing? The FBI obviously is the lead agency.
Yeah, I certainly am. The Boston Police Department is an outstanding police department. FBI, Homeland Security, ATF, they're all working on this. The president is leading it. No, this is not a time for Democrat or Republican politics. I think the president is putting in place and putting in motion the counterterrorism and anti-terrorism units that we have in our country that have been developed over the last 11 and a half years, and they're going to do an outstanding job. I have no doubt of that whatsoever.
And, Congressman, briefly, do you think that this will lead to more cameras? I know it's controversial. There are privacy issues. Boston does have a lot of cameras. Europe, being cities led by London, have the most. Are Americans going to have to get used to more surveillance on a daily basis?
I think we do, because I think privacy involves being in a private location. Being out in the street is not an expectation of privacy. Anyone can look at you, can see you, can watch what you're doing. A camera just makes it more sophisticated, but it's no different from, you know, your neighbor looking out the window at you, or a police officer looking at you walking down the street. So I think we do need more cameras. We have to stay ahead of the terrorists. And I do know in New York, the Lower Manhattan Security Initiative, which is based on cameras, the outstanding work that results from that. So, yes, I do favor more cameras. And they're a great law enforcement method and device. And, again, it keeps us ahead of the terrorists who are constantly trying to kill us. And I hope also that members of Congress and both parties, including my own, will realize that the war against terror is not over, and that it's foolhardy to be making cuts in Homeland Security, especially to cities whose police departments need this.